Current state on 90.5 WKAR, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Last week, I had the chance to witness and participate in a very interesting group exercise. It was my first encounter with guided imagery, a technique that tries to direct and focus the imagination using rich descriptive sound cues and music. In that session, participants were asked to visualize a place. Here's how it sounded.
Birds singing or leaves rustling. Wind or music. Maybe a crackling fire or crashing waves. Just so your ears can become attuned to the wonderful sounds of this place that is so safe and peaceful to you.
Guided imagery is increasing in popularity around the country. It's even a feature of some medical centers around the United States, and it helps with a range of disorders, from having to deal with annoying coworkers to more crippling conditions like depression and trauma. Many in the medical community have said the practice has therapeutic value. To learn more, I want to welcome the facilitator of the guided imagery session I sat in on last week. Lisa Loffman is a social worker and emotional wellness consultant with the MSU Employee Assistant Program. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
Also, Peggy Crum, a nutritionist and co-worker of Lisa's at the MSU Health for You program and someone who's benefited from guided imagery. Welcome, Peggy.
Thanks to be here. I'm happy to be here.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
How can guided imagery help people exactly, Lisa?
Well, the most important thing that guided imagery does is use the way our thought worlds work anyway. It helps us use our imagination and our thinking to our advantage to help us relax, when typically what we do is use our thinking to our disadvantage, and the way that we relate to our thought worlds causes a lot of stress. So whatever thought we're holding on to in our minds gets brought to life in our body. And the vast majority of us spend a great percentage of our time holding on to thoughts that are stress-oriented, that are worry-oriented, that are sad or depressed in orientation. And guided imagery gives us an opportunity to have a moment where we're putting our imagination, directing our attention onto thoughts that, if we hold on to those thoughts, they're going to help our body quiet down, they're going to help us relax, they're going to help us clear our mind.
The goal is relaxation, then?
That's the primary goal, is to help yourself get reacquainted with your body, to start to be able to become aware of when and how you're relaxed, so you can kind of start to learn how to cue your body to be more relaxed.
Got it. What circumstances or situations lead people to explore guided imagery?
Sometimes they've had a health crisis, and they're in the process of their treatment. They use guided imagery to try to help them be calm, say when they're having chemotherapy or something like that. Sometimes people will run across guided imagery when they go to a counselor and they're having extreme anxiety or obsessive compulsive kinds of thinking that's going on, and some of the therapists will use it as a way to help interrupt those and to help people start to have a different experience with their thinking and with their body. And sometimes it's used with grief counseling, because often with grief, people will try to avoid grief and run away from grief because they don't know that they can experience grief and be okay. And the grief guided imagery, which is one of my favorite ones that I use, allows people to have an experience to be able to touch their loss in a way that's more safe and supported. And so it allows that grief to move through us rather than us trying to hold it back.
Gotcha.
All the time.
Sure. Peggy, why did you decide to explore guided imagery?
Well, it was Lisa's suggestion. I've had sleep problems for, I'd say, years, and I just happened to have a conversation with my coworker one day, and maybe I was particularly tired that morning, but I kind of built up some anxiety, I would say, about just the process of going to sleep, and I would put off going to bed. Just because I
understood.
I just knew it was going to be a struggle.
Sure.
Night after night. And so Lisa had suggested that I use an online access to guided imagery, and I downloaded the one on sleep to my iPad, and it's super easy to use. And so I started using that, and voila. sleep.
Do you still use it, or have you made some kind of transformation that enables you to fall asleep without it?
Yeah, I have made a transformation. I don't use it anymore on a regular basis. I'd say once in a while.
Okay.
I used it pretty routinely for, I'd say, a few weeks. And I noticed that I heard less and less of the recording, and because I'd go to sleep.
I'm curious, though. Tell us a little bit more about how exactly it helped you. Do you understand how it helped you?
I don't know as I really needed to understand it. So I'd leave that up to Lisa to explain to you how it works.
Do you feel you just needed to relax?
I feel I really just needed to relax, take my mind off of trying, so the effortful trying, and pay more attention. I mean, the guided imagery has you pay attention to your breath. That's really I'd say the basis of it. And the it really puts you in touch with your body and the process that you're doing to relax.
Lisa, how common is an experience like Peggy's, do you think, for people who explore guided imagery?
I offer guided imagery to people that come to the Employee Assistance Program very often, and it works for a lot of people. There are some people who won't let themselves listen to it, or they experience it as hokey, or they have some resistance to trying it. But for people who really do what the woman suggests, relax and let yourself listen, I'm amazed at how many people can have a pretty significant shift in either their anxiety or their sleep insecurity. Is what Peggy had, sleep insecurity. And so when she, even earlier in the evening, she would start thinking about going to bed, she would start to get anxious. And so a lot of the thoughts in her head every day were about not sleeping. And so for people who are experiencing that, I don't say listen to the CD so that you can go to sleep. I say listen to the CD so that you can have a relaxed experience while you're in your bed. And then what happens is when we're relaxed, sleep happens. So it really helps people in a variety of settings drop the efforting that Peggy was talking about.
Understood. Lisa Luffman is one of our guests here today. She is a social worker and emotional wellness consultant with the MSU Employee Assistance Program. Also, Peggy Crum joins us, who has explored and practiced guided imagery. She's a nutritionist and a coworker of Lisa's. An article on WebMD that I used to prepare for this segment contained the following, and I want to share this with you. An example in guided imagery that's often used is to imagine an orange or a lemon in great detail, the smell, the color, the texture of the peel. Continue to imagine the smell of the lemon and then see yourself taking a bite of the lemon and feel the juice squirting into your mouth. Many people salivate when they do this. This gets at the heart of the mind-body dynamic, which is really at the center of this, correct?
Absolutely. And I use that example in my stress reduction classes on campus all the time. Our bodies bring to life whatever we're thinking. And so when you... I could prove a point by just talking about putting my fingernails on a chalkboard. And many people, when I say that, will shiver, but that sound didn't happen. So the powerful thing about thought is that our bodies bring to life our thought, whether the thought we're holding is real or imagined, whether we're thinking about something that just happened right here or something that happened 30 years ago. If we're holding that thought, our consciousness brings it to life physiologically in our body. So starting to learn, the heart of my work on campus is to help people wake up and be able to witness what they're holding in their thought world, the habits that they have. Some folks say that 80% of the thoughts people have are negative. And so if you're not able to witness how you're relating to your thought world, there's a really good chance you're going to be hanging on to negative thoughts more than you need to be.
You've got an opportunity for MSU staff and employees, I guess, to explore a guided imagery session. Is that today?
Yes,
do
that
I understand
is today,
that correctly?
As a matter of fact.
Tell us where and when.
Today at the Abrams Planetarium at about 12 o'clock, we'll be gathering. The planetarium seats are really nice because they're so comfortable. I'll do a brief introduction of what guided imagery is, and then we'll let the woman whose work I use most often, her name is Belle Ruth Knapperstack, and we will bring Belle Ruth into the room, and we will let people experience. Today's session will be on relieving stress, and we'll include my favorite guided imagery, which is called Peaceful Perspectives.
Very good. It's been interesting to learn about this. It was fascinating to participate in the session last week. We want to thank both of our guests. Lisa Luffman is a social worker and emotional wellness consultant with the MSU Employee Assistance Program. Peggy Crum is a co-worker of Lisa's and a nutritionist at the MSU Health for You program. Thanks and continued success.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having us.